Good morning, good morning. Is there music this morning, Marie-Pierre, on Podbean? No way. There is? Okay, I can't hear it. But it's okay. I want to pretend to dance. Is it still playing the music? I don't know. Lise is, no, I go. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the podcast, The Millionaire of the Diamonds. I can't tell you at what point I feel blessed that Melanie and the team decided that we were going to do the book From Good to Great. I can't express to you how the timing is so perfect, you know. Again, I like using that sentence that I learned a long time ago from my mom. There's no coincidence in life. It's the name God gives himself to keep himself anonymous. And sometimes I think we need to hear certain things at a certain moment. So for me, Maria Mariano, 40 plus years in this business, this is what I needed to redo, to confirm that we are a fantastic, fantastic company. So what are we going to talk about today? Humility plus will equals level 5 leadership. Now, the level 5 leadership in Maxwell's book is about achieving, you know, a Nelson Mandela status, Mother Teresa. Not here, not in this book. This is really about going from good to great in a corporate world or in a business world. I would even say as a parent, as if you're, you know, you're a leader in your community. And it really talks to me a lot more, okay? These levels, actually level 1, 2, 3, and 4 are exactly like Maxwell. It's a level 5 where he talks about differently. And after doing what we're going to do today, you're going to understand we can all be level 5 leaders as in our own business, whether you are a preacher in a church, whether you are a leader of a multi-level marketing business, whether you're or a stay-at-home mom or dad. This level 5 is achievable for everybody, okay? And ambition for the company has to be about setting up your successors for success. Okay. So I have a couple of great stories I want to share with you. Okay. So this podcast is absolutely a beautiful journey. Thanks to Jim Collins. I'm really enjoying Good to Great. He has another book out. I would love to do it after this one, Melanie, because I never did the other one, which is, I forgot the title. That is a senior moment, but don't worry. I'll come up with it. Okay. Later on. Okay. So today we're going to dive in the heart of leadership, where true achievement is having empowered others to do better than you and not to feel threatened, okay, but to really be proud that Monique can deliver a training on stepping up better than me, okay, and not feel that after she's trained to say, yeah, Monique, I know, I was going to say that too. Or I do, Monique, I do exactly like you. I do. See, from the moment I need to add this, just to start off the podcast, I'm a level 4, maybe even a 3, maybe even a 2, maybe even a 1, okay? It's having the humility to say, my God, Monique, what an amazing training. And let it ride, okay? So this first chapter is so pivotal. I mean, we're still in the first chapter. It is so pivotal to understanding the rest of the book. So today, with Melanie's beautiful chocolate English voice, she's going to help you really understand the difference between the two. Not just merely walk away and say, oh, I get it, but really working hard on us all striving to starting by level 4. Like I said to Jean-Philippe and Sylvain, you know, you have to go for the recognition when you begin. It's normal. It's a normal process. See, between level 5 and level 1 and level 5, it's a process. And you're going to have to crawl before you walk, and you're going to have to walk before you run. So anybody that would stand out there and say, well, I was never someone about the recognition, it's not true. It's maturity as a human being. Some people never mature, granted, but you know, you kind of grow into the rest. So it takes an intense amount of personal growth. So you know, for me, you being here at this podcast, leveling up with us, working each day on being a better version, I believe all of you have the capacity to achieve level 5 leadership. Now, Marie-Pierre, oh, Melanie, I got a glimpse of her test, her quiz. I'm telling you, everything we talked about yesterday, you know, when somebody says a joke, when somebody says a story, like she's covering it all. So I'm really, really, really excited. But before I dive into my quick introduction, I want to go over to Marie-Pierre because I really want you to share this podcast, especially if you have a boss that's an asshole. Maybe you should tag them. Melody, Marie-Pierre, over to you.
Okay, so yes, if you're listening on Podbean or on Facebook, you can share the podcast that Maria prepared for us, the text that you just copy-paste when you share so people understand why they should listen to the podcast this morning. And when you share, if you are on Podbean, you can share on all social media platforms, and you can also share by text message and by messenger. So yes, when you have someone that wants to make sure that they listen, make sure that you share by messenger or by text message. That's the best way to share. And if you are on Facebook, you can share on every platform on Facebook. That means your personal profile, story, page, group, and even by Messenger too. So both you can share by Messenger to someone specific that you want them to listen to the podcast. And we have our winner for the month of March. Just finished. So congratulations to our official top 5 who contribute the most on our Facebook group. We have number 5, Joanne Corbeil. We have number 4, Louise Gauthier. We have number 3, Danny Chaprin. Number 2, Lise Boucher. And number 1, we have Kenna Sifingaso. So congratulations to our top 5 who get the notebook Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And for everyone who shared during the month, you are in the draw for the t-shirt. And our winner is Elizabeth Santos. So congratulations. And then for everyone who joined the group and for everyone who invites someone new to the group, our winner is Andréanne Lefebvre. And for everyone who share when you have your book, when you read your book, our winner for the t-shirt is Christelle Gauthier. So congratulations to all our winners, and we continue for the month of April.
I'm so excited. You see, Kendra, what she did right now, going like running around, and she's number 1. Well, you see, this is what climbing up the ladder of leadership is about. You understand? You have to be driven. You have to be driven. So it will begin with personal recognition. And then as we mature as leaders, and I'm talking to myself, as I matured as a leader, I said, well, wait a second. Who can I build to do what I do? And then later on is who can I build to do what I do better than me and not be threatened by them? So one of the things I do draw out of my 40 rich years in the Tupperware world and multi-level marketing world, especially, I'm going to really stick to this one, is that, you have to be personally developing. And today I can sit back and watch leaders say things like this. Are you ready? Let me give you an example. When somebody begins a sentence with, in my humble opinion. Okay, understand there's nothing humble about this individual. Okay, they are the most arrogant people. So beware. Let me give you another example of people you have to beware of. Okay, when they start with, let me start, Monique, by telling you you're doing a great job, but they're doing it like a protocol way, because be careful, here comes the pot. But I don't know if you guys missed the boat, like the arrogance, the sarcasm. Anybody using sarcasm is the lowest form of communication. So I really steer away from that. And let me talk to you about a third category of people that I see in my field, okay? People talking about people that are not present. The lowest form of leadership is having me, Marie-Pierre, and Melanie Miller together, and we're going to talk about what a bitch Monique is. And I can't believe she did that. And she's not there to defend herself. And worse than me saying something like that is Melanie not standing up for Monique not there. Okay, because some of you might say, well, I didn't do it. You know, I didn't do it. No, but you didn't stand up for Monique. So I was raised, that's something I never did, by the way. Neither did I ever say, in my humble opinion. Okay. Or sarcasm. Yeah, I got to say, I use sarcasm, but I'm getting better at it. But what I want to tell you, you're just as guilty if you didn't defend Monique because she wasn't there. You understand? So just giving you a little bit of very dry, core-based bewares, I call it, okay? Because for me, these are huge red flags, and I know these people in my entourage would be very dangerous for me, so I really steer away from them. And once again, if you never heard me saying it before, I'm going to say it again, you'll never see me hanging out with other business leaders because I don't want to be around the table where business leaders are bad-mouthing my president. Now, what's more dangerous? You want me to give you one last one, Melanie Mill? You're going to like this. A president that thinks the person who says, in my humble opinion, or the person that are sarcastic, is actually liking them. That president doesn't understand that the only person that person likes is themselves. And he's flattering or she's flattering her or his own ego, believing that this person really likes them. So that's even more dangerous. So I pretty much covered it in one paragraph. Did you like those examples, Melanie? Okay. So both of this are dangerous. So if you're going to go from level 4 to 5 leadership, it's not just a transition. It's a total profound change demanding nothing else than a rebirth of our inner selves. And this is why I enjoy the podcast so much, because it obliges me every single day, starting on Mondays with Jean-Philippe and Sylvain, to really, really question my leadership. So in my own journey, the hunger for being recognized and being successful, of course, initially, I was all of that. I would be lying to you if I said to you I wasn't. I was, you know, level 1 leader, of course. It was all about me being number 1 in personal sales and beating everyone and having that you are number 1 song being sang. Of course I was all of that. Then I started recruiting, but then I wanted my recruits to perform. That's level 2, right? But I wanted them to perform to show everybody how great of a recruiter I am. You understand what it's about? Okay. And then you go into level 3. Well, let me start promoting a director, but I don't promote a director because I want to see Monique successful. I promote a director because I want that accolade that I'm a 1-star director. Of course I was all of that. And then I was a level 4 director, right? Where the organization is successful because of Maria. And I loved it, Monique, when you would stand on stage and say, I want to begin by thanking Maria Mariano, my great business leader. So good. And then one day, maybe Melanie Miller is going to remember this. We go to a conference where one of my directors shared on stage and she thanked Maria Mariano. My second director went on stage at Jubilee. And that's when I came back home and I said, I suck. Because if they think they're number 1 because of me, and that's where I really started transforming. So I can actually measure it when the transition started, that it's happened overnight. Absolutely not. But I knew that day that I had to do something in my leadership style that people didn't feel they needed to thank me for where they were, but rather thank their team, thank their family, thank God, thank their children. Do you understand me, ladies and gentlemen, where I'm going with this? So for me, my journey started way back when the first time we did our $8 million in sales. And I understood right away that there was something wrong with my leadership. Why? Because I've had this Chinese proverb on the left side of my desk for years and years and years, where it said the ultimate leader, music to their ears, is hearing their people say, I did this by myself. And that's been there guiding me for years and years and years. And you want to know Marie-Pierre, Melanie Miller, who gave me that thing? Donna Schmaltz, Amy Schmaltz's daughter. She came in my office once after a Jubilee, very wise young woman. And she was talking to me and she goes, I got something to give you, Maria. And I put it under my glass of my desk, and it's been there ever since. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So to truly elevate somebody else is the objective. But most importantly is elevating them where they do not feel that you are the person they have to thank, or it's because of them. They have to understand they got where they got because of the relentlessness, because of their commitment to an unwavering schedule, because of their ability of choosing the road that was convenient to them to reach Rome, whatever that Rome is for you, or that goal is for you. So true leaders make sure the people who come after them can do whatever they did and even better. And today I will say with the utmost confidence that I know that if I'm no longer here, my leaders that have audaciously ambitious goals will continue to thrive, and probably even better, because sometimes I'm afraid that some of my leaders are not doing what their hearts desire just to stay fitting in the Tupperware Lidyama village. Like sometimes I really question myself. And this is where I know. So unlike some leaders who make it hard for anyone else to shine, you have to make it easy for everyone else to shine. So being modest, strong-willed, humble, and brave all at the same time. So this was my little take on my personal journey and what I really believe you need to be aware of in three quick examples. Remember, when somebody begins with, in my humble opinion, run, run. When somebody goes into sarcasm, run. When somebody starts talking about somebody not there to defend themselves, all together, gang on Zoom, run, because the next one they throw under the bus is you. All right. So with no further ado, let's go take some notes with my friend. She is my friend because she is the part of me that I don't have. And this is very important. You surround yourself with people better than you. And I know you're going to dive in and take notes. Here's Dr. Melanie Miller. Over to you, Melanie.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria. So last week, we started talking about the fact that companies that moved from good to great were notable by the fact that they had a level 5 leader. So what is the difference between a level 5 and a level 4? Mostly, it's about three things: personal humility, clear vision for the company, and the legacy that you leave behind you. Throughout history, leaders have shown whether they fit into a level 4 or level 5. One of the few American presidents to be a clear level 5 leader was Abraham Lincoln. He showed traits that included personal humility and determination. He put his vision of a combined country ahead of all personal desires, and the legacy he left was a united country with no slaves. When studying CEOs to determine their leadership qualities, a key indicator for a level 5 leader is humility. Are they standing in front of the company and the media shouting about how I will do this or I have done that? Or are they using the words we? Do they appear to be mild-mannered or are they loud and self-serving? For companies with level 5 leaders, their business that has turned around, they will continue to be great once the leader has gone. Not so for a level 4 leader, who will actually make sure the company turns around while they are there, but their legacy is disarray and inability to continue because they personally carried many of the changes. In Collins's book, he describes the behavior of Coleman Mackler. He was the CEO of Gillette from 1975 to 1991. He was a quiet, reserved man, but strong and determined. He managed to save Gillette from 3 takeovers. For one of the takeover possibilities, it looked as though Mackler might have been fighting for the currently serving management rather than the money invested shareholders. However, Mackler's vision was clear for the company. He knew of new products that were in the pipeline, which were going to restructure, reproduce the world of shaving. It allowed, if they were allowed to get to the market. He was right to wait. In the end, the company and the shareholders were rewarded with profits more than three times those that they would have received had they sold out to the investors. The clear vision of level five leaders to steer the company in the right direction without consideration of their own gain is a key factor that makes them different. They want what is best for the greater good, with not personal gain. An example of a level five leader that we have mentioned before in podcast is Jim Sinegal. He was the co-founder and CEO of Costco. He built a highly successful business with a very low personal profile and was passionate about the welfare of his people. Not only that, he left a legacy of a company that continues to thrive today. The systems and philosophies around the Costco business continue to be great. By contrast, the CEO of Sunbeam Corporation, electrical company, came in 1996. He was called Al Dunlop. He changed the fortunes of the company around very rapidly, but did it with ruthless laying offs and plant closures, giving the appearance of a successful turnaround. When he left, it did not take long for the business to fail, and it filed for bankruptcy in 2001, just 5 years after he started. In politics, the best leaders are level five leaders. Unfortunately, the world is very short of level five leaders. But two well-known leaders to us would be Barack Obama and Donald Trump. If you had to decide which of these would be closer to a level five leader, no one, given the traits I've described, would have difficulty choosing. Obama was not a perfect level five leader, but he shared several traits. He had a clear vision of unity. He is humble, inspirational, and focuses on collective success. His weakness was seen in not being decisive enough, but he left a legacy of inclusivity and the Affordable Care Act. By contrast, Donald Trump, his focus is on immediate results. He has no clear long-term vision, and he lived by being disruptive. He is not at all humble, always telling everyone how great he is, how he is the best at everything. He looks at loyalty and wins as important rather than the long-term success of the USA. His legacy was a totally reshaped and aggressive Republican Party. I believe the world needs more level five leaders. Time will tell whether Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine will be described as a level five leader. He shows many of the traits. He has a clear vision for his country. He puts country ahead of himself. He is humble and comes from humble beginnings. But what will be his legacy? He too is battling with a leader who has traits way more in alignment of level four. A level five leader puts the needs of the company they are working for ahead of their personal gains. Unfortunately, there are way too many level four leaders. There are way too many leaders concerned only with how they look, what the press says about them, and how much money they make. They forget why they were appointed, to save or advance the company they work for. So now I'm going to leave you in the hands of Marie-Pierre, who's going to tell us a little bit more about the traits we need. Over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Thank you, Marie. So yes, when we talk about traits of level 5 leadership, of course, we have humility. So the humility is something that often goes unnoticed, but it will play a crucial role in shaping your interaction and your relationship. So I have a quiz for you this morning. I have 10 questions for you to help you have insight into your own level of humility. We have different everyday scenario, so you can really see how you would typically react. So of course, now you have to answer only one for each question. So you will have A, B, C, or D to choose from for each question. So we have 10 questions. Let's start with number one. So when someone tells you a story that you already heard, do you A, politely listen until they finish? Do you B, smile and say that you heard it before, but you wanted to hear their version? C, interrupt to mention that you've heard it before? Or D, redirect the conversation to a story of your own? Question number two. If you achieve something significant at work, how do you share the news? A, you wait until someone notices, or it comes up naturally? B, you share the achievement but emphasize on the team effort. C, you make sure that everyone knows that it was your doing. Or D, you use it as a benchmark to highlight others' shortcomings. Question number three. When someone compliments your new outfit, how do you respond? A, with a simple thank you and a smile. B, by complimenting something about them in return. C, by explaining in detail where you got it and why it looks good. Or D, by downplaying it and pointing it out a flaw. Question number four. If you find out that you're wrong in the middle of an argument, do you A, admit your mistakes and apologize? B, gradually steer the conversation away from the topic? C, stick to your guns and avoid losing face? Or D, blame the misunderstanding on something or someone else? Question number five. When someone offers constructive criticism, how do you take it? A, as an opportunity to learn and grow? B, with a bit of resistance, but you consider it later? C, as a personal attack and defend yourself? Or D, by dismissing it as irrelevant? Question number six. How do you react when someone else gets a promotion that you wanted? A, you congratulate them generally and reflect on how you can improve? B, you feel disappointed, but use it as a motivation to do better. C, you question the decision and feel resentful. Or D, undermine their achievement by finding fault in their abilities. Number seven. In group project, how do you view your contribution? A, as a part of a collective effort where everyone play a role. B, important, but you recognize other contribution too. C, more valuable than others, often taking the lead. Or D, the only reason that the project succeed. Melanie loves those kind of tests. She's always laughing. Question number eight. How do you approach learning new things from those younger or less experienced than you? A, with openness and eagerness to learn from anyone. B, with a bit of skepticism, but you give them a chance. C, you are reluctant, feeling it's unlikely they will teach you something new. Or D, by dismissing the idea they could offer you valuable insight. Question number nine. When someone shares their success, how do you react? A, you feel genuinely happy for them and express your congratulations. B, you're happy for them, but you can't help comparing your achievement. C, you subtly shift the conversation to highlight your own successes. Or D, you downplay their success and highlight the luck involved. And question number 10, if you are part of the team success, how do you describe it to the others? So A, you highlight the team's effort and downplay your role. B, you mention your contribution but focus on the team's success. C, you emphasize your leading role in the team's success. Or D, you credit the success mostly to yourself with a token nod to the team. So now that you answer the 10 question, you can count how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's. So you want to reflect on your response of this quiz to have a better insight on your approach to humility and how it influences your relationship and your work. So if you have mostly A, your profound sense of humility is to some of the most respected leader in history. So emphasizes that collective success over individual accolades. So continue to nurture this quality, but ensure your own contribution and needs are not overlooked. So self-acknowledgement is also a key component of personal growth. If you have mostly B's, you possess a balanced view of humility, recognizing both your contribution and those of others. So maintain this equilibrium and consider mentoring others. So sharing your journey can help cultivate a similar sense of balanced humility in your peers or your team. If you have mostly C's, it seems that you have a strong desire for recognition and it's natural. So try to reflect on the intrinsic value of your work beyond external validation. So engaging in activity without expecting acknowledgement can be really liberating and enriching. And if you have mostly D's, you might struggle with embracing humility, often prioritizing personal success. So you want to practice active listening and empathy in your interaction, understanding and valuing the perspective and contribution of others that can enhance your teamwork and your personal relationship. And of course, when we talk about level 4, level 5 leadership, humility, modesty tomorrow, it all comes with experiences. It comes with your age, with when you learn something every day. And of course, if we ask Maria, okay, when you were 25 years old, which one would you answer? She mostly have C's, maybe D's. And today I know that she have mostly A's in that quiz, but it's something that evolved with time. So be kind to yourself. That yes, it's something that you can work on every day and that you can evolve with time. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.